Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the War of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Good morning. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We finished the Kamala debate last night, or the Kamala swearing-in ceremony. And I think I've been hearing that people are so glad that it's over, finished. And I think that with what I've been hearing about many of the other talk show hosts, there wasn't any talk about policy other than the attack, you know, on Donald Trump again, always. Well, a couple of things I'm going to visit with you about today is, I think, is important. Donald Trump, you know, Mr. Kennedy just made it known that yesterday it was pretty much understood that Robert Kennedy Jr. was going to drop out of the race, which he did. He did drop out, and he is going to endorse Donald Trump. In the past, there was thought that Kennedy was going to possibly, should he drop out, support the Democrats, but throw support to the Democratic Party. But I don't believe that was ever the case, because he realizes that the policies of the Democratic Party, he doesn't come out and say it in these terms. Now, he is leans the same way. Globalist. This is why they picked Walz. Walz is a globalist. Kamala is a globalist. The whole, everything you're seeing in this election season in the Democratic side, globalists. And Barack Obama, the whole group are globalists. We use the term communist, socialist, fascist, but they are individuals working with old families with a plan of world hegemony. That's what it's about. And Trump is going to have a special guest this afternoon in Arizona. And it was announced that the president, Donald Trump, is going to hold this rally in Glendale, Arizona, this afternoon. And he's going to be joined by a special guest as he delivers his remarks about America's first policies. Robert F. Kennedy has dropped out of the presidential race, and it appears that it may be, I think, Robert Kennedy is also in Arizona. So it appears as if he's going to be joining the president in this rally. Now, going back to the Tuesday night, Tuesday night when Barack Obama gave his speech, it is actually, he is on the campaign trail. Kamala is not the best pick, the choice. The only, she has to stand in presently. She is not the pick, the choice of the structure that directs everything in the Democratic Party. But they're making adjustments. They're having to make adjustments presently. And while they're making the adjustments, she will be the one who is going to have to carry the load and to get people to believe that she is the choice of the Democratic Party. She's not. She's what is, you know, you sometimes have to leave the interstate because of a detour and take a side road, get around the detour, then get back on the interstate. Well, the Democratic Party, they're in a detour state right now. They're in a state of detour, trying to get from where they are over the problem back onto the interstate. I believe they're trying to, having to decide how and what are we going to do to halt Donald Trump's momentum. He has great momentum, even though the talking heads say that Kamala has actually taken the lead. Not true. It is not true. Kamala has actually is slipping in the polls, especially after last night. She's slipping. She appeared coherent because she was reading the teleprompter. I remember what I was going to tell you earlier in the week, 2 days ago. I was listening to a program, and they were talking about how her advisors, her staff, had a sit down with her and told her, "You cannot laugh. Do not laugh." And they've been coaching her to quit the cackle of the jackal. That's what they had to tell her to do. Don't laugh. Quit the laughing. Stop. She did. You didn't hear her cackle one time last night. They realize that it's making her look like an idiot. She's a topic of jokes. She's ridiculed in the political world, even by her own party. The voters, they don't want to hear her acting like an imbecile. Other talk is that she doesn't have the ability to discuss important issues. She doesn't have that ability. She's not really what you would call presidential material. She's very shallow on defense, foreign policy. She's shallow on the... She's making decisions with walls. This was a terrible pick. It's destroying her in the polls. Now, he is just a coach. He's a coach. And so he's not really the best pick either. But now I'm going to go ahead. In the detour, getting from where we are, using Kamala as the road to get around the obstruction, Donald Trump, she knows, the world knows, the Democrats realize she cannot debate Trump. She doesn't have a chance. Trump will take her to the cleaners on foreign policy, on domestic issues, the border problems, the matter of health care. He'll take her to a place she doesn't want to go. And the place she doesn't want to go is to be exposed so that the whole country can see really how inadequate she is across the board. She's just the road to get her around the... She's the detour. She's the road to get us to another point. The other point, something that people don't want to consider, they don't want to think about. People are... They realize that there isn't anybody in the Democratic Party that can beat Donald Trump. Now with Kennedy turning over his voting block basically to Donald Trump, this takes him another jump or two in the polls. They can do whatever they want with the Dominion voting systems, all these systems in place, voter fraud. They still won't be able to pull it off. Trump will still, unless something happens drastically, he's still going to win. I'm just trying to get my momentum here to come to this point. To lay down the background of Kamala, she does have psychological problems. She is a privileged, she has always been privileged. Well, she worked at McDonald's. Well, Jimmy Carter. I have to think of one of the other presidents or one of the other candidates. I'm trying to think of where they, I can't remember where they worked. When Barack Obama, now I'm going to go to Barack, and after he left office, after Trump replaced him, he wasn't finished. And I'm going to quote, right after he left office, he was asked, if he would like a third term. Quote, Barack Obama, I said this before. People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, Kamala and Joe Biden, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in the sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be just fine with that. Quote, Barack Obama. Now, we know that, and there has been talk, it's becoming more evident, that even after his term ended, Barack Obama bought a mansion in in Washington, D.C. Now, there was an article. This was by cityjournal.org back in 2017. And the title, Barack Obama's Permanent Residency in Washington Breaks Precedent, Makes Him the Effective Head of the Anti-Trump Opposition. This is in 2016. See, the Democrats, even though they were not in power, they are vindictive, and they do everything to interfere with the successor's presidency, which is what they did. Most of the presidents, when they finish and they end their term in office, they leave Washington. But not in Obama's case. His new residence in 2016 was in Washington, D.C., and they initially said it was just temporary because they wanted to let their younger daughter, who was not really their daughter, Sasha, she was a rental daughter. She was rented. They didn't pay to rent her. But the parents, Sasha's parents worked out an agreement with the Obamas to loan Sasha and Malia to the Obamas because it was a facade. It was a theatrical play. They needed children to look like the all-American family. So they wanted to stay in Washington so Sasha could finish high school. And, you know, you'd probably rent the place. But no, they bought an 8,200-square-foot, $8 million mansion, which they still own to this day. It was a staycation. So the post-presidency at that time was shaping up to be virtually unique, something unique in American history. Rather than leaving Washington, they bought a home. Now, George Washington, they wanted to give him a third term, and he said no. For the sake of the country, he was going to remove himself from the politics. And so he went back home. I'm not sure where home was. I'm reading out of this article, the highlights. And then in our time, Woodrow Wilson, he did take up residence a few blocks away from where Obama bought his home. But he was invalid. He was he couldn't get around. He spent the last 18 months of his presidency in seclusion. His wife, to some degree, managing the affairs of the state. But but he had no position to assert his post-presidential authority in government affairs. Harry Truman, he goes back to Missouri, and unbelievably, Harry Truman was broke. He hadn't amassed millions and millions and millions of dollars, which is what Obama, the hypocrite, talking about Trump being wealthy, 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 mocking Trump and his wealth, and everybody laughing. The whole crowd is in hysterics. But Obama, what do they think he has? Four palaces, four homes. One in Washington, Martha's Vineyard, one in Hawaii. There is a fourth one. Where is the fourth home? They have a fourth place. Where is the other one? Darn, I got to think about that. They say he has three, but he does have four. I think he has $80 million stashed. That is known. $80 million. And another thing, interesting. Of the last seven presidents, starting with Carter to Trump, these presidents, the other six, became wealthy through their positions. They didn't build anything. The Bushes, they did have oil interests, Zapata oil, but the oil interest in conjunction with drug interests is what brought them their great wealth. And the Clintons, Bill doesn't know how to plumb, but along with political and drug interests, cartel interests, criminal activities, became very wealthy. But they really didn't. Like Johnson said, President Johnson, he said he had kind of a disdain for the wealthy, wealthy people. And he said they don't provide anything for people, for this nothing that is of value to society, in a sense. Johnson said, the plumbers, the electricians, the construction workers, these are the people. They build things. They do some things important. Even he commented on law enforcement. I mean, we do need politicians. We do need corporations. Not saying we don't. We do. But he made a distinction. He knew where the valuable aspect of society was, where the value was in society, and that was really strange for him to say that, but he did voice that view. Truman goes back to Missouri broke. Lyndon Johnson, after he stepped down, he took up smoking again. He told his daughters, I've now raised you girls. I've now been president. Now it's my time. He went back to his ranch, grew a ponytail. You never saw him with a ponytail, did you? The old hippie, and died 3 years later. Nixon moved to California, re-engineered himself as a statesman. Gerald Ford made himself rich. I'll be back.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business
with.
Hi,
this is Rod.
That may sound
old-fashioned,
and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist.
We have been in business
for over 19
years and love fixing computers.
Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings.
Come
by and
see us at 265 East 29th Street, number 8,
and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731, or visit my website at coloradopropertiesonline. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Get it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
All right. I'm going to continue with this. It's important. Like I stated, the Democratic Party is in a detour presently. They're off the interstate, taking a side road around to get to the interstate. And they're, I do believe that in the background, I'm going to try to get away. I try to go with my notes, and my notes just really throw me off. I'm going to just leave the notes, and I'm going to just go in the background what is happening, in my view, from listening to the different chat. The Democratic Party right now is having to make They're in despair. They don't know how they're going to get back onto the interstate. Kamala, they have to use her. She is not their choice. She's not competent. She is the worst thing for the Democratic Party right now. The longer she stays in this race, the greater momentum Trump will have. She is giving the Trump people, they are continuing daily, or with each rally, bringing out more evidence of the corruption in the Democratic Party, how the policies have failed on the during this convention. They're talking about border crisis, blaming it on Trump, projection, and they're saying that they have the remedy to fix the border problem. You can't fix. How are you going to remove about 15 million people that have come in illegally? They don't have any answers. They know that to take over this country, they have to most likely bring in some kind of emergency. You can put in whatever you think the emergency might be. They're right now trying to decide, how do we get rid of Kamala? How do we get rid of her? How can we gently, hopefully, move her out of the scenario? Because the individual that once they get back on the interstate is going to be Barry Satoru. Barry was, in his speech, I got a text. My wife let me read this from my sister-in-law out in the East. And people that were coming out of the event center after Obama's speech, these people were saying, while he was talking, they felt something happening inside of their stomachs, like their stomachs were on fire, and they could not understand what was going on. I remember another individual that used to speak to the crowds, and Hitler, people would say, that lived after World War II into the 70s, stated that when Hitler spoke in these big rallies, women, children, grandparents, elderly, all had to attend. And a friend who was in Germany, stationed there in the military, very high up in government, went to one of these bars that are kind of half underground. They can see the windows at the street level. And he was able to befriend a group of about six or eight of these ex-Nazis. This is in the early 70s. And he looked like a young German officer. And he was able to visit with these people over a period of time, a couple of months. And one day he decided, and he spoke perfect German, diplomatic German, the Führer's German. And he said to these guys, I want you to tell me about my Führer in German. They shut the windows, clocked the doors. They all sat down. And he said for 2 hours, they told him about Hitler. And speaking, he said, when he spoke, you were mesmerized. When he spoke, you were just in another world. And the friend told the gentleman, he says, well, I have to leave. He said, I walked down the street. I knew they were going to try to find out who I was. He was working for the American intelligence on the big American base there in Germany. He said, I went back onto base. He said, I never left that base again till I left Germany for good, because I know these men were on the phone with German officials trying to figure out who is this young, handsome German commander. Well, he was an American intelligence spy. They were mesmerized. This is exactly, when I read this text, I thought, this is exactly what is happening. And these people They want him back, and they started chanting, remember? Did you listen? Yes, we can. They started chanting, yes, we can. Remember before Obama took in the first election, he was chanting, they were chanting, yes, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. You backward mask that, it says, thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. We forget this is what happened when these crowds were chanting, yes, we can, yes, we can. They were chanting, thank you, Satan, when you reverse it. And this, they reversed Obama actually saying, yes, we can. And you could hear it clearly. Thank you, Satan. And then on Kamala's speech last night, she had this speaker that was from, she was Latin. And she said, she interpreted, yes, you can in Latin or Spanish. Yes, you can. These Democrats, they know what that means because there's so many in the occult. They were, once again, thanking the devil. America doesn't know what is coming. The American people do not understand spiritual things. They don't understand the deep, deep evil in this culture. The secret societies. They just don't see what is right in front of them except for at the Olympics, at the Super Bowl, all of the occult. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
You better stop the thing that you do.
cannot erase history. You can't erase history. As much as these people would like to erase history, they can't. Going back to 2016, this was out of one of the, I think it was the Indian News. Barack Obama was being interviewed by Lala Lajpat Rai. And he was on YouTube. A statue of Lord Hanuman is among few items the U.S. President Barack Obama always carries in his pocket and seeks inspiration from, whether he feels tired or discouraged. A statue of Lord Hanuman is among few items that the U.S. President Obama always carries in his pocket and seeks inspiration from whenever he feels tired or discouraged. He disclosed this on a YouTube interview, which the White House scheduled as a way to reach younger audiences, and it promotes Obama's final State of the Union address on Tuesday, 2016. Why younger audiences? Having statutes. Asked to show off an item of personal significance during the interview, YouTube creator Nielsen, the 54-year-old Obama pulled from his pockets a series of small tokens, each of which he said reminded him of all of the different people I've met along the way. It included rosary beads given to him from Pope Francis, who he met at the White House, a tiny Buddha statue procured upon him by a monk, a silver poker chip that was once the lucky charm of a bald, mustached biker in Iowa, a figurine of the Hindu god Hanuman, and a Coptic cross from Ethiopia, where he visited in July. I carry these around all the time. I'm not superstitious, so it's not like I think I necessarily have to have them on me at all times. But he said they do provide some reminders of the long path of his presidency. If I feel tired or I feel discouraged sometimes, I can kind of reach into my pocket and say, yeah, that's something I can overcome, because somebody gave me the privilege to work on these issues that I'm going to and that are going to affect them. Obama, whose father was a Kenyan and mother a white woman from Kansas, spent initial days of his life in Indonesia, where Hinduism is a popular religion. There was a article I've read on this since I was in the open forum years back in 2019. One of the articles, a Kenyan prophet in 1913 from Kenya, prophesied that a Kenyan son would become an American president. A Kenyan son would become an American president. And that president is Barack Obama. He is the Kenyan son. I remember reading another article, and in it, Obama, I'm trying to find it. I would like to try to find it. It's buried somewhere. And I remember clearly that he said that he had something that Joseph Smith had carried with him, some type of talisman. So on top of what I just mentioned, all these little trinkets, and remember what Christ said, or what is written in the scripture, the Old Testament, that these things can have demonic power behind them. And a talisman, this thing is an occult item. It is depending on another world, and another world that is down the rabbit hole. I started finding this, and in Hindu, there was this god Hanuman, or this idol Hanuman, has his chest open, and side of his chest, there are two people sitting in his chest, Rama and Shiva. So this Ranuman carries around in him Shiva and Rama. And Rama is I'm not going to be able to get to it before the break. Rama is individual who there was a bow that no one could pull back and break the strings of. And this was Shiva, and whoever would break that bow would get to marry the daughter of, I can't remember the story, but Rama pulled the bow back, broke the bow. The present truth.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Thank you.
Well, I should probably remind you that Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast for both hours, will be on 1360KHNC.com. And then weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour of the program is aired on the radio station, 1360 AM, Northern Colorado, out of Johnstown, Colorado. I think it was 2015, being in Salt Lake, and Obama flew in and met with the leaders into Salt Lake, and he met with the leaders of the Mormon Church. And I wonder if that time, if that is when, and did the Mormon Church give Obama Joseph Smith's talisman? I don't know if that's the case. I remember when he flew in, he landed around Layton, north of Salt Lake, on the Air Force Base there. He didn't leave the Air Force Base, but the Mormon leaders, or the Mormon, the apostle of the Mormon Church and high officials met him. And while he was there, he didn't meet, I remember, with the governor or the mayor of Salt Lake. And there was a little hubbub because of that, because he didn't meet with the leaders, the mayor or the governor, but he only met with the LDS officials. And then I remember that article, reading that he had in his pocket Joseph Smith's talisman. And I wonder if the Mormon Church let him have that. We don't understand how powerful these things are. Things that, you know, this is why Hitler, during his years in power, he went all over the world looking for these artifacts, these religious figurines, because these things do carry power. The beads from the Pope, don't think they're just an item. You can pray over things and they can possess a certain type of power spiritually, called demons. I'll be back for the second hour. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation,